Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Jeff Johnson here, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. Super excited to be with you here on episode 12. So we're on episode 12 here, and we're digging into the Smarter Side Hustle framework right now. This is really the framework that you want to use and you want to follow as you're building your dad hustle, because it's going to help you build something that's kind of beyond a typical traditional side hustle. It's an opportunity to build massive passive income for yourself. And it's all based on your knowledge. So to get us started here, we're in the second step of the Smarter Side Hustle framework, which is monetize. That's our step. So that's the M of smarter. And monetizing is really important. This is where you take all of your knowledge and your ideas, the area that you want to focus on, and you really monetize it. You create products out of it. And I want to start with a little quote from Robert Kiyosaki. If you've read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it's a classic in this area of thought and business. But one of the things he says is, the truth is that money doesn't make you rich, knowledge does. And I have to tell you that that is totally true. In my experience, it's what you know and how you package what you know that makes all the difference in the world. So today what I want to do is I want to talk through this whole idea of monetizing your advice and kind of give you some questions to ask yourself, some thought starters to really get you thinking about how you might be able to monetize the thing that you want to share with the world in your dad hustle. So first off, let's talk a little bit about the importance of monetizing and, you know, what it does for you, okay? So I'm going to walk you through my power framework. And each one of these is one of the pieces of this acronym for power. And it really tells you why monetizing your expertise, why that's the most important thing, why that's the most valuable thing. So the P in power is personalized insights. So the ability for you to package your advice within information or educational products really allows you to create content that reflects your personal stories, ideas, insights, and perspectives about your topic. Every product that you release is going to be uniquely yours, because there's only one you in the whole world. So that's what's great about it. You never have to worry about, you know, if you're infringing on copyright or whatever the case might be, because this is you. You're the one who's putting this information out, and you are using your unique stories and perspectives and insights. So number 2, it's owned by you. So that's the O in power. It's owned by you because you're the one who's selling that material. So unlike many ready-made side hustle activities or opportunities like driving for Uber, etc., it's not owned by somebody else. It's owned by you. Number 3 is it's worth more than physical products. So this whole idea of knowledge is really something that is has a high price tag in our society. People are willing to pay big bucks for knowledge. Just think about how much people are willing to pay for college, right? So when you package your products, you're able to sell them for a more premium price tag, several hundred or even several thousand dollars. So that's a great opportunity. That gives you a benefit for sure. Number 4 is it's efficient to develop and launch. So it's very easy to create what you need for your products. You could literally take a weekend and create something to sell to others, an asset. So it's efficient to develop and launch. And then finally, it's right-sized for the moment. And what I mean by that is your life changes. The demands on your time change. As a dad, you have so many things coming at you, and you're able to, create products that make sense for that moment, that fulfill a need for that moment, and that allow you to create, to continue to create, even if you're super busy with so many other things. So it's right-sized for the moment. So that's the power, really, of monetizing your products and monetizing your expertise. So now let's talk a little bit about planning these products. So if you don't know, when I mention products, if you don't really know what I'm talking about, go back to episode 10. Episode 10 is all about that, digging deep into understanding some of the different products that you could create based around your expertise. So listen to that episode. You'll understand a little bit more about what I'm talking about. But ultimately, planning your products is really important. And what you want to do is you want to build out entry to expert tier value maximization. So that's what I call it. Basically, the whole idea is it's a suite of products. So you're not building just one product and hoping that it sells, but you're building an experience for your customers to continue to buy from you. And that's a really important principle, because you want to build customers that are long-term, that continue to open their wallet for you, continue to put their credit card in for you, because you want to take them on a journey. You want to help them really learn in a deeper way with you. So there's really three different tiers here. So there's the entry tier. These are entry-level products that provide your audience with a solid understanding of how you do whatever it is you're teaching. So these things could be maybe an ebook or a video tutorial or a short online course. It's a product that provides your advice and learning frameworks in a prepackaged, fully automated way. You create it once, and then you can sell it repeatedly. So that's entry tier products. Experience tier products are really the second tier. And these products offer your audience more access to you and assistance from you. So you serve as their teacher. These types of products, give some opportunity for them to connect with you. So if you are creating a membership site, let's say, or you are doing monthly calls where you're an expert, that type of thing, that gives them some connection to you. So the idea with this tier is that once people have consumed or been exposed to your learning framework, they want to continue to develop their skills with ongoing fresh teaching from you. So it comes regularly for them. And then the expert tier category are products that leverage the strength of your most advanced students and provide your most devoted learners the opportunity for higher levels of access, not only to you, but the rest of your tribe. So when we talk about that, it's really all about folks enriching each other's experience. So this is that mastermind that we talked about in episode 10. So dig into that a little bit, if that's something you want to go to with your expert tier. So really the whole idea is, if you're able to develop, a product from each of these categories, you're able to take your customers on a real exciting journey. And then ultimately, you want to price your products. So we have, I call this power pricing principles. I dig deep into it in my book and some other areas. But premium positioning, so you don't want to charge the cheapest for your products, because it's going to be really hard for you to make the income that's so important for your dad hustle. Product progression, meaning you want to move people through, like we talked about. So maybe a product from each of these areas, right? You want to move them along on a journey to go deeper with you. So you got premium positioning, you have product progression. Then you have unending value. You want to make sure that you're delivering the goods, right? It's not all talk, but people can see that it's actually making a difference in their lives with the products that they're purchasing from you. And then you really want to prioritize your products. So, you know, I realize as you're sitting there, this is probably like drinking from a fire hose, right? Jeff, you're asking me to talk about and figure out more than one product that I'm supposed to create. And the reality is you want to start with one product. So start with one product. And then you want to create a one-year product development cycle or schedule. And you want to plan your five-year product optimization roadmap. So really the whole idea is build that first product and then build out a whole process for yourself. Give yourself 5 years to develop your concept, because ultimately at the end of the time, that's the litmus test. That's a good amount of time to develop your concept, get it out into the world. And you know, if you get my book, you can go even deeper on this whole roadmap of product development, what you'd want to do, how you'd want to test it, etc. But that's just one kind of flavor, one opportunity to go a little bit deeper into the whole monetization piece of things. I truly believe everybody's expertise has some way of being packaged. And it's really important to understand, you know, how you could best package your expertise and what that looks like. So that's the lesson for today as we dig into monetization. And the next time we get together, which is tomorrow, we're going to be talking about automation. So this is where everybody gets really excited, because this is when you can automate the processes to really serve your customers better so that you don't have to lift a finger. You can build this business, then you can go play with your kids and enjoy your life, go on vacation, and still have income rolling in, which is a beautiful thing. So that's what we're going to tackle in our next episode. But in the meantime, have an amazing day. Keep dad hustling. Big things are ahead for you. I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait to continue the conversation tomorrow. Thanks. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.